Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
All right, we are back. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Coming up this hour, we'll have Sam Shoemaker coming on, fighting for the BKFC title in a couple weeks, as well as last night's Tough 29 winner of last night's episode. He will be on, but right now on the line with us, the co-founder of Triller, and that's Ryan Kavanaugh. Ryan, welcome back. Thank you for hanging out for a couple more minutes. You mentioned about the video clip with Vitor, and I'm sure that now you're going to be inundated, you know, with videos, and, you know, we want to get involved. How else are you out there looking for other talent? I mean, you started at the top with Mike Tyson, so it's going to be hard to kind of top that.
You know, so we're looking for all kinds of talent. We're looking for talent that, you know, like obviously that have legitimate beefs and that tie into the celebrity world, like we did with Vitor and with the Real Tarzan, but also all the way to people who, you know, may be coming out of their contracts with the MMA or different MMA, people who may be coming out of contracts in boxing. We've signed multiple fighters to multi-fight deals. And then we have So You Think You Can Fight with the creator So You Think You Can Dance, which is a show we're doing where we're pairing celebrities and boxers with kind of people who are coming right off the street and are, you know, amateur or not even amateur boxers and who want a real shot. And so we're really looking for unique ways to give the world a shot to box.
I'm curious, how involved are you in the actual matchmaking part?
Well, I'll say Peter Kahn, our chief boxing officer, is really the matchmaker. He's been in the business almost 30 years, and he's probably the smartest I've ever met in the business, so I really rely on him. I do try to matchmake by pairing interesting matches that will seem interesting to people just beyond boxing, but when it comes to the true boxing matches that the boxing purist will love, it's all about him.
Have you been a big combat sports fan? I mean, I know you're, you know, coming from the movie film world. Is that kind of what drew you over to this, as well as a great business plan?
You know, it was a good business plan, and also I made the movie The Fighter, and I right. also, you know, with Wahlberg, and I really got to see firsthand a lot about the boxing world. And and I also made this movie called Fighting, which was about underground fighting, and it really piqued my interest. And I think since then I've really followed, you know, kind of the ins and outs of fighting, and really the difficulties and the trials and tribulations. And, you know, it's not just about being a great fighter, but being a great showman at the same time. And I think that kind of led there.
Do you have like that bat phone for like all the these UFC fighters and Bellator fighters and all these guys that are trying to get involved? A special phone, a special number for them?
Well, they can they can email me. They can all email me. I do have a phone number, and I actually have an email that I use. I'm happy to give both. If you'd like me to give it here, I can do that.
No, I just thought it was funny because, you know, a lot of them, you know, obviously are on the show on a regular basis, and they're like, I need to get involved. I want to get involved. Obviously, the money issue is part of it. And, you know, they all want to jump on board. They all want to get involved, which means you got a pretty good thing going. That's for sure.
Well, I think, you know, seeing that we're paying, you know, Vitor more than I think the UFC just paid their champion fighter is, right. You know, on ours, on a kind of, I'll call it a fight against the one that Vitor will probably hurt badly. I think kind of does speak volumes in terms of, I think there is a mispricing in many of these other leagues.
So then maybe we could set up a Ryan Kavanaugh, Dana White.
I have called that out. I would actually do that. And I would do it for charity.
So, there you go. Awesome. Before I let you go, I know that you do, you're heavily into meditation. Can you talk about that and what that has done for you?
Yeah, so I started with transcendental meditation over 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago now. And it really, it's become part of my everyday. You know, it's something that I think helps me and people I know. It really helps me focus. It helps me get more creative. You know, there's a lot of stress in today's business world, and you know, it's a incredibly powerful tool that I think helps to overcome a lot of the stress of today's world, helps to get more clear, helps with health, really, I think, helps to ground, and helps me come up with ideas. I encourage anybody and everybody to get involved in it. I think it can only help, and I've seen it help a lot of people.
I think I'm definitely going to look into it. I can't wait for the next event. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. I always like to thank my guests for coming on. I hope my producer got your address. We're going to send you out a care package from Ape Man Strong. We're going to send you a pair of earbuds from Jabra. But another gift, I made a quick call this morning. I do about 12 seconds of research before I do a chat. I don't like to call it an interview. It's a chat. It's just you and me talking. And we become very good friends with the inventor. He was on Shark Tank, and he invented the mensch on the bench. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but we would like to send you out one of those as well for coming on the show today.
That is so cool. Thank you. That would be amazing. That's awesome. Thank you. Is it the mensch on the bench? Kind of doll, the Hanukkah one.
Do you know the story from Shark Tank?
I don't know the whole story. I've seen the mensch on the bench, but I don't actually know what the story of it is.
Basically, the story is he was walking through a store with his son, and his son wanted an elf on the shelf. And his son said, as have I when I was a child, and as have my kids, you know, we're Jewish. You know, you don't get an elf on the shelf. So he basically invented the mensch on the bench for Jews who never was able to, you know, have those. Matter of fact, I'm looking at mine here in my studio. So it was kind of just from that whim of the son saying he wanted the elf on the shelf. And so it's a take of that for the mensch on the bench. And then they've come out with a Bubba and a Zayden and a bunch of other stuff. So I've always thought it was cool. I've given one to one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who obviously has the big blow up 5 foot one that sits outside his house. And, you know, it's just cool for us. That's all.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm going to love it. I'm sure my son will love it, and he's going to want to get all of them. So I'm sure we'll be a mensch on the bench acquiring home soon.
Awesome. Very good stuff. Ryan, thank you very much for your time. Hopefully we can get you back on again. And I can't wait to get down to Miami and get to another Thriller event.
Can't wait to see you there. And thanks for having me on.
Thank you for your time. Awesome stuff, Matt. I can't wait to get back down and go to another one. You and I, did the one in Atlanta. And it's different, which is cool, you know, and you don't have to be a boxing fan. I mean, we went for a fight or two, got caught up in the fights, but there was also concerts. Some guy that maybe a few people, not many, have heard of, Justin Bieber, was there. And, Snoop Dogg is going to be performing in this one. So, yeah, it's good stuff. He's a good guy, heavily involved in the movies, if you look at everything that he was involved in. And good stuff on the horizon for them.
Love it.
And, no, we're not going to set you up to get knocked out by Portnoy.
Listen, give me that fight. They're doing social fights. I'm doing it for the pizza industry. Like, put me on the card. I'll do it for fight. I'll fight for charity. You set the time and the date. I'll make it happen.
All right, here's what the best that I'll do for you, because I like Dave more than I like you.
You don't have to like me. I don't.
I will reach out to Dave, and I will give him the offer that Matt will fight anyone you want to set up.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, that'll go.
What weight class?
145.
I can't make 145.
Okay, that's. Or, you know, it could be like what we just witnessed, because let's be honest, Mayweather looked like your daughter fighting Hulk Hogan in Rocky
I'll tell you what, give me two 145ers and I'll fight them both at the same time.
Well, but they have to be, the one has to be on the other's shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, like what's it called in the pool? You know, when you do that in the pool, what's that called?
I don't know what they call that. I know the movie, they call it the mega person.
I don't know. I want to say it's called something where you're in the pool. It's a something fight or something. I don't know. I know we have a couple minutes before the break. Oh, no, we only really have one. We will address. I do want to talk about that fight, that just happened with Mayweather and Logan or yes. Paul. I spoke to David Santos over at the jewelry store yesterday, you know, who really didn't like it, but he comes from the real boxing world. And it's right. different. What we witnessed was not a real fight. Obviously, there were no judges. you know, so it's not a real fight. But we are going to talk to somebody who is involved in a real fight as his second attempt at the BKFC heavyweight title, Sam Shoemaker, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive. Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back in two places, the Bunker and New Orleans. Before we go to our next guest, Matt, I do have to tell you this. I give you a lot of crap on a regular basis. If I even mention to my wife while on vacation, hey, I'm going to take 2 hours every Wednesday while we're driving across the country, I'd be divorced already.
Well, that's why I'm ready for that Portnoy fight, because I'm good at blocking fists and kicks from three ladies laying across the room from me waiting to go to dinner.
No, I'm pretty sure that you're doing it because you're trying to get divorced, but that's another story. Let's go to the phone lines. We've had him on before. We talked to him on social media a lot, and that would be your boxing hillbilly, Sam Shoemaker. Sam, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
I meant to kind of bring it in as you know, one of the guys who is eight man strong is also on the line, and that's Sam Shoemaker. I see you sporting your eight man strong gear.
Oh yeah, all the time, all the time.
Talk to me about it's right around the corner. Your second opportunity at that belt. What's going through your mind a couple weeks out, or is it like just every day until you get down to Miami?
You know, we're super excited, and I know that we're privileged to get a second shot at this world title. So we're just working hard and putting the time in, and, you know, we're going to be happy with the results either way.
I certainly want to be delicate how I ask this, because I'm not asking, you know, I'm not saying it to offend anybody. I would think, you know, covering this sport as long as I have, this is kind of a different fighter that you're about to fight in Beltran than who you fought the first time for the title. Have you thought about that? Is it add more excitement because of who this is that you're now, you know, attempting to take the belt from?
You know, it's definitely very exciting. Beltran is a bigger name than who I fought the first time. He's more of a veteran in the combat sports world. He's fought in the UFC. You know, it's just really exciting for us, and we know that he loves to come forward and to fight. So we're looking to put on a great show, and the real winners here on that night of the fight is going to be the fans, because it's going to be a fan favorite, I promise.
Yeah, absolutely. How has, if it has at all, how has, you know, the training, everything that you put into getting ready to fight, how has it changed over the year, over the years? You know, it was still early in, you know, the return of bare knuckle professionally in this country, you know, when you fought before. How has all that changed now, a year and a half, 2 years later?
You know, it's definitely different. You learn as you go, and if you're not learning every day, then there's something wrong. You're not doing something right. So, you know, we're just paying attention to what other guys are doing, asking questions to the right people, the right trainers, and just implementing some of that into our game, and just really trying to evolve as a fighter to be the best out there.
You know, I ask this same question of a lot of fighters. You know, what are you looking at? Do you look at your opponent? Have you looked at everything Joey has done? Or does that not even really come into play, because it doesn't matter what he's done and what he's going to do? What matters is what you're going to do.
You know, you definitely got to study some of the game film. You know, see what he's done in the past in different situations. And, you know, that might be different. That might just be all the way out the window, because he might have changed his game plan up specifically just for me, which is fine. But we also train to be ready for anything. So we're ready to go in there and have a dog fight and put on one hell of a show for everybody.
What's running through your mind? You're walking to, you know, the squared circle. Then you get in there and you're getting ready to fight. And I just asked Alexis Davis this, the same thing, who fights Saturday in the Octagon. Is it like driving remote control? Are you thinking? Are you trying not to think and just react? Walk us through that.
It's definitely a chess match. You definitely got to think about what you're doing, what you plan on doing, visualize it. You know, a lot of successful people that I've read about and things that they've said, you know, you got to visualize being successful in every different situation. So I just visualize the fight going so many different ways as far as what my opponent's going to do, and that way I can be prepared to react the right way whenever that situation comes up.
I guess in a roundabout, silly, stupid, crazy way, maybe sometimes, at least I know I do this, I look at it the other way. I look at maybe failure, and that brings me to a whole new level as well.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely have to light your own fire a little bit as far as training and getting ready. And, you know, there is a negative side to the sports combat world. You know, there is a possibility of going in there and losing and fighting a guy like Joey, who's a tough veteran, who's been in and out of many, many wars and seen all types of fighters. You know, you got to expect the unexpected, and there's definitely a possibility I could lose this fight, but we're going into it headstrong, 100% physically and mentally ready to go. So we're looking to bring those world titles back here to Missouri.
We are talking to Sam Shoemaker, getting back in the squared circle, BKFC in Miami in 2 weeks. Craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you, with you, in the middle of one of your fights? Something come to mind?
Yeah, when I was fighting Chase Sherman, he got ready to kick me, and I saw what he did, you know, what he thought about doing, you know, because he's an MMA fighter, true and true, and that's what he does most of the time. So we both looked at each other, laughed for a second, slapped hands, and we just kept going. You know, that was probably about the strangest thing, but it was funny all at the same time.
We're almost out, well, at least here in Florida, we're closer to being out of this pandemic than other states. What do you have to do, you know, to get ready? Is there quarantine involved? Is there masks involved for you to come, you know, from another state? It almost sounds like another country, but, you know, to come to Florida.
You know, Missouri's, you know, good old United States, Missouri. We're free out here. We don't have to wear masks. The only part that, you know, for me is I'll have to wear a mask at the airport. But other than that, yeah, we roam around the hills out here in the lake like free people.
Hey, Sam, speaking of the, you're from the Lake of the Ozarks, right, in Missouri?
Yes, sir.
So I'm in New Orleans right now. I'm with my family. We're driving to Arkansas. We're going to be going through the Ozarks. And my wife, being from Brazil, we knew that the Creole and the Southern food, and we knew what to expect in New Orleans. But she asked me, what do people eat in Arkansas and in the Ozarks? And I was like, I really don't know. But the Hillbilly Hammer is on at the, you know, top of the hour. So what do I expect when I go to the Ozarks tomorrow? What should I do? Where should I go? And what really puts it on the map?
I tell you what, barbecue is the best in the Midwest. You know, any barbecue place around, you know, that's where I would recommend in Arkansas and Missouri.
Randy, you want to meet me for barbecue for lunch?
Well, you know, I don't want to be anywhere with you. I want to be with your family, not you. But yeah, if you can bribe me with food, then, you know, I'll definitely show. Sam, before I let you go, I do want to tell you this, as you were just saying, you know, it's part of America where you are. My wife and I have started watching on the Animal Channel. It's like those fish and game TV shows. And it's, yeah, you know, basically one of those cop shows that's not allowed on our stations anymore, but it's similar, only it's fishing and hunting. But they go to, well, a lot of it's in New Hampshire, and I never knew this, but I love it. Their motto for the state of New Hampshire is live free or die. And I'm like, that's, you got to love that. Before I let you go, let all the fans know, let the media know that's going to be there, including me. What can we expect when the doors are open, the fans are in, and your fight for the heavyweight title goes down in Hollywood, Florida?
I can tell you right now, we're going for a KO. We want to stop it. We don't want it to go to the decisions, you know, to the judges. We want it to make it the, you know, most exciting heavyweight showdown that you've seen yet, bare knuckles. So we're definitely coming out to walk away victorious with Joey laying on his back.
And if that happens, just be careful and protect that belt. I don't know if you heard the story about what happened in Mississippi when Joey won it. Did you ever hear that?
No, I don't think so.
Somebody stole the jewels out of the belt.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody stole it. It's been replaced by Bert. But, yeah, somebody stole some of the jewels out of there. And so just keep it close to you. Don't let it out of your hands. Don't let it out of your sight, and everything will be good.
Yeah, I plan on wearing it for probably 2 months or so. I might even shower with it.
I strongly recommend it. Sam, thank you, as always. We're going to send you out another care package from 8-Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics. I'll see you in a couple weeks down there, and we'll have you back on. The Thursday press conference will be live down there, so hopefully we can get you on.
All right, guys. Hey, I really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you guys down there.
Before I let you go, I'm not used to this anymore. It's old school, you know, UFC, but they don't have sponsors anymore. I used to always end with, go ahead and plug your sponsors. Go ahead and mention anybody that's helping you.
Yeah, for sure. I have quite a few sponsors to mention, so if you got a minute, here we go.
Absolutely. I'll go get a pizza.
Tough Hombres Beard Company. They're actually coming out with a Hillbilly Hammer line here soon. You guys check that out. It's going to be on the hillbillyhammer.com website. You guys will be able to order that from there. We also have Millstone Marina Big Thunder Marina. They are one of our top sponsors as well. They are a big marina right here on the Lake of the Ozarks. They really take care of you and your boats, and you know, you can get everything you want right there in one place. We got X-Bar Fitness. It's a new X-Bar Fitness. It's a system that you can actually train in between your meetings. You can train at home. You can train at school in between classes. I mean, it's a very convenient workout system that it gives great resistance as far as, you know, anywhere from 25 up to, I think, 300 pounds. So it's a very convenient workout system that you can take anywhere with you, and it really helps me out as far as, you know, added another level for my game. So we also have Right Printing. They're the ones that are doing all our promotional stuff as far as our Hillbilly Hammer line of shirts and our hats that we got going on right now. They really hook us up and have done a great job with that stuff. We also have Lake TV. They've been with us for a while as far as helping us out with a lot of our advertising and things like that. We also have Frankie and Louie's, the Beachfront Bar and Grill. It's one of the better places here at the lake where you can go and hang out and, you know, enjoy the sunshine. You know, they got all a great menu as far as food. If you guys are up here, I definitely highly recommend it. And, of course, your adult beverages, they got some of the top around the area as well. So, Knowing Family Chiropractic, we've been working with this guy for a few months now as far as getting looked at and getting our back in line and really just bringing our overall health in our body to where it needs to be as a professional fighter. You know, getting us in the best shape possible and getting us ready mentally and physically for this fight. So, we also have Ott's Professional Cabinetry here at the Lake of the Ozarks as well. They, you know, can do little jobs, big jobs, commercial jobs. They do it all as far as your, you know, hardwood and cabinet needs. We have Bee's Knees Ale House. Chris Byers, the owner there, he's the guy that came up with the Hillbilly Hammer beer line. And personally, I think it's turned out great. And I hope I can bring you guys some down so you guys can give it a try and tell me what you all think.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. We got the Veracruz Mexican Restaurant. There's a, you know, they are one of the best Mexican restaurants around the area. They've been with us from the beginning. Really showed a lot of support for the Hillbilly Hammer crew and Team Shoot. So we're really happy to have them along with us. We also got La Crew Construction. They're another big sponsor of ours up here at the lake. They do residential and commercial construction. We got Hard Sauce. It's like I was telling you about the barbecue in the area, that's some of the best stuff you can get. I'd love to bring you guys a bottle and give you a try of that too and see what you guys think. But I appreciate you guys, like I said, having me on. Thanks for letting me give my sponsors a shout out, and I look forward to seeing you guys here in a couple weeks.
We will see you in 2 weeks down at Hollywood, Florida. Sam, thank you for your time, and enjoy the next 2 weeks, and then let's get down to it. Let's knuckle up.
Let's do it. Toe the line, baby.
All right, Sam. Thanks. I appreciate it. That is Sam Shoemaker back in the squared circle. We just announced that we will be doing a live show on Thursday as well from 1 to 3. We'll talk about that more next week. Let's go hit a break. When we come back, last night's tough winner will be speaking to us, even though on the show last night it said that he's a man of few words. So hopefully we'll get a couple more out of him. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
All right, I'm glad it's not me being dyslexic this time.
Yeah, finally, it's somebody else with the backward numbers.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to confirm, but I'm pretty sure that I know how to.
Could it be? Is it you?
No, it ain't me. It ain't me. I'm looking at it. I don't know what to tell anybody, and it's too late for me to really check. So,
I mean, where's 818 area code? Does anybody know where that's
all,
at?
First of all, shut up. You don't give out any info. What's wrong with you?
What do you mean? That's a big area.
You definitely are looking to get in one of those fights.
With who? With who?
With people that you're giving out personal information.
I'll take it. I'm looking for a fight, Randy. I need to get back in the ring.
You can't say that. I think Dana owns that.
What's he own? I'm looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, get me a fight. I need something to do.
I'm about ready to get you a fight with your wife.
No, I'm already taking care of that one. That was scheduled for 12 cases in front of a judge.
The beauty is boxing hillbilly. Boxing hillbilly is going to bring two bottles of barbecue, not knowing you won't be there, so that's two for me. He's going to bring two cases of hillbilly beer, one for each of us. You won't be there, both for me. It's going to work out well.
Well, I'm just going to go to the Ozarks and just go to all those sponsors that he has and be like, hey, Sam's my guy. And then I'll get a taste of all the food, the barbecue, the drinks.
So that's where you're headed when you leave New Orleans tomorrow?
Yes. So we were originally going to go to Texas, but I think we're just going to go straight to the Ozarks. There's a Crater State Park, and apparently this park is public, and you can dig for diamonds. And if you find a diamond, which people find diamonds often, like a guy found a 2.2 carat diamond about a month ago, you get to keep it. So it's an excavation of, you know, like archaeology / meditation / just nature. So my wife is really excited about just digging in the state park tomorrow. And so we're going to go up to Arkansas, and then since we're going to be by the Ozarks, we got to go and see the whitewater rafting and the lakes and the trees. And then we'll keep heading north.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So, but right now I pulled into New Orleans today, and you know, saw TV cameras and crews, and the mayor of New Orleans was here, and so I got to talk to her for a little bit. She went on the NBC nightly news interview that airs tomorrow night, and LaToya was talking about how the city here paid $5.5 million to build a better infrastructure for security software. So they used some of the money given in the infrastructure bill for broadband, which is technology. So instead of putting it into roads and bridges and other infrastructure, they put it into cybersecurity. They did not pay the ransom when their system was compromised. And with this whole, you know, ransom that was paid recently with the oil company, they are talking. They came here to interview her on how progressive they were and how great they did with handling that tragedy. So it's pretty cool, man. I, you know, I'm not saying I'm diving into politics, but I'm definitely making my way through the U.S. and meeting people and having a good time.
I hope you do run for politics so that I can support your opponent.
No, you got to vote for me or with me. Vote for Pedro. Remember Napoleon Dynamite?
Never saw it, but I've seen the t-shirts.
I'll be Pedro, you be Napoleon.
I don't know what any of that means, but...
Or you can be Uncle Rico. You can be Uncle Randy, Uncle Rico.
I don't know what any of that means.
You know, he's a football player who had dreams of being in the league, but he just, it never went his way. Kind of like Al Bundy. And you'll have to watch the movie.
I'll be Al Bundy. He's a black belt. What I wished you would have said was what's going on with Dwayne Pride. You know about Dwayne Pride?
No.
He ran NCIS New Orleans that just got shut down. So you should have said, you know, why'd you kick Dwayne Pride out?
That's true. It's great to travel. You know, you see new things, you eat great food, you see new people. I was looking for Dustin Diamond Poirier. He's around these parts, Lafayette, Louisiana, not too far away. I ran across a guy named Jim Book, who owns a bar here. They've been showing the UFC fights since the beginning of the UFC, almost three decades of support for the sport, and they're the only sports bar that shows all the fights. And he said that his upper deck, which has, I think, 17 private TV and table setups, is already pre-booked for Poirier McGregor 3 in July. And that the sport of MMA / UFC is literally saving his bar.
Okay, first of all, there is no such sport as UFC.
Well, that's my favorite sport.
Well, I know you train UFC, but it's not possible. I train UFC. Because it's not possible.
I love UFC. It's the greatest sport ever.
It's okay to love the UFC, but it's not a sport.
Well, when you walk around with a t-shirt, like I have my sweater that says UFC, and everybody walks by and they're like, I love the UFC. It's my favorite sport.
Well, so. I don't know who's a bigger tool, the person who says that or you. I can answer that. Let me answer it. You. Well. And that's okay. That's
and apparently fine. Here in New Orleans, the hurricane is the official drink of choice. So, you know, it's a great
one.
Morella wanted to try it, but then she was afraid when the bartender was like, that has too much alcohol for her. So, and then they got mad and were kicked out of the bar. You know, is it bad that my 8 and 6 year old daughters have been kicked out of a bar already?
You know, it's just family tradition.
Yeah, right? That's like Hank Jr. He's like, if I get drunk and sing all night long, it's just family tradition.
All right, so let's address, like I said, I went to the jewelry store, talked to my buddy David Santos, former boxer. Oh, I don't think I've said this. Next week, we were going to put him on today, and then I thought we were too action-packed, and then, of course, two interviews disappeared. Next week, we're going to have a buddy of mine who is going into Arcadia. Castro is going into the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know, and I know that we've joked about some Hall of Fames, and we will continue to joke about some Hall of Fames, and, you know, that make up and they decide and this, that, the other. But Arcadia has been heavily involved in the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame from a artist standpoint. He's drawn all of the posters,
or as many posters as I can remember. So he has been heavily involved. He's very talented. And I met him and got to be friends with him when the two of us joined our good friend Tyrone Booz, who went over to Germany to defend his WBO Cruiserweight title back in the day. So he was going to come on today, and then I said, how about we do it next week when we have, you know, I can do more, a 20-minute segment and all that kind of stuff. So we will take care of that and maybe even go to the event, which will be in St. Pete, I think, the following week. So
how many Hall of Fames do you think I will end up in when I hang it all up?
Let's see. There's the Tool Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame, the Leave Me Alone Hall of Fame, the If You're in the Hall of Fame, You Never Have to Deal with Me Hall of Fame. I'm going to go on the lines of none.
That's what my mom said. And so,
there is a Hall of Fame that you need to go into. I'm sorry, I stand corrected.
Okay.
How old are you?
I am 45. I'll be 45 in next week.
You're going to go in the I Was Born Without Lungs But Have Survived 45 Years Hall of Fame.
Well, I haven't made it to 45 yet. I'm on this dangerous road trip with these kids.
That would suck if I just jinxed it.
It's true. But I did beat Jesus by 12 years. So.
But that would be karma for you telling me about not going back to sleep. So
you don't want to waste them at this point, Randy. You got to make everything count.
All right, so let's tell the story because, again, a lot of times new listeners, you know, over the a very impressive number is we're continuing to get new fans. So we go up to cover the UFC. Knucklehead, Chucklehead wants to drive from Jacksonville to Daytona Beach. We get up early in the morning, and, yes, we're splitting a room because the budget of Knockout Radio is not very good. And I said, so what do you want to do? Do you want to go back to sleep or do you want to hit the road? And this clown says to me, you don't have many sleeps left. We might as well stay up.
Yeah, you don't want to burn one. Just get a couple shut eye, you know, maybe 2 hours of rest when, you know, you could maximize your effort and, like, sleep all night long.
All right. So before we hit the break again, this is my fifth time of trying to start this subject. I talked to David Santos, and we're talking about what just happened with Floyd Mayweather and was it Logan Paul?
Yeah, Logan.
Okay. I don't know what he wore around his neck. Did you see the fight?
No, I did not.
Supposedly, according to Sean, it was a $180,000 Pokemon card that he wore.
Yeah.
I thought it was his credential as he's walking to the ring. I didn't know that it's a freaking Pokemon card. But David was saying how disrespectful all of this is to boxing, how awful all of this is to boxing. And like I said to him yesterday, and you know, there's nothing that I won't say publicly that I won't say to a person's face. Everybody knew this wasn't boxing. Everybody knew that it was a total joke. Everybody knew all that. So, you know, for a real boxer, you know, it's a slippery, slippery slope.
I mean, this is entertainment. That's exactly what this is. There's no judges. It's an exhibition, so it doesn't tarnish anyone's record. I mean, it's just for entertainment and for exposure. But I think both men won. I mean, both men, like Logan Paul and his younger fan base, like how Ryan Kavanaugh was talking about the different quadrants of viewers and ages of viewership, of male, female, ages 18 to 29 and so forth. Like, all the people that Logan Paul knew now know who Floyd Mayweather was and what his importance was and the significance of his career as being maybe the GOAT or one of the greatest fighters of all time to ever do it. And Floyd's fan base is now exposed to the younger generation, the TikTokers, YouTubers, the up-and-coming, you know, entertainers of the world. And I think both men won. I think both grew in fan base and exposure and I think it was awesome. Why not? $20 million to do an exhibition fight.
I know this is going to be shocking, but I'm going to disagree with some, if not all, of what you just said.
Okay.
Do you really want to, first of all, the TikTokers that are going to come over and are now exposed to Floyd Mayweather, they're exposed to a guy that didn't look very good. That's not Floyd Mayweather. You know, Floyd Mayweather toyed and played and did what he needed to do so that he can have another one of these, and that's fine. I don't have any problems, any issues with what went down. It was entertainment. When they say there's no scoring, there's no knockdowns, there's no this, there's no that, that should tell you something. And, of course, we do need to touch base about Ocho Cinco as well. But, you know, these TikTokers, if that's what you want to call them and that's what you're saying, they now just saw the Jolly Green Giant, you know, fight the doctor that lives in St. Pete that has that reality TV show. You know, because Floyd looked about 3 feet tall and, you know, Paul looked literally 8 feet tall. So I don't think it's really showing anybody, oh, you've never seen Floyd Mayweather. Because if I've never seen either one of those two people and I watched it, which I did, I'm thinking this guy's not a boxer. Neither one are boxers. They're just out there having a good time. It's like what we're going to see with Aaron Carter.
But with the exception, of Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, when was the last time you actually watched a pay-per-view boxing match?
Here's the Amanda Nunes. They just retweeted the 3 hours.
She's trying to fight Kim Kardashian.
Right. Well, that's, come on. That's not
That would be the biggest fight in history of combat sports. She has 225 million followers. 225 million.
Because everybody would tune in just to watch Kim get punched one time and fall like Ben Askew.
I mean, Michael Buffer should know the guy's name. I mean, it was the title fight. And it's Michael Buffer. I don't know if Michael Buffer was hit in the head before he went out there and announced that, but he definitely has signs of some memory loss.
With one of those big pillows.
But look, I mean, Kim Kardashian fighting anyone is the biggest fight of all time as far as viewership.
All right, but here's the thing. When you set these circus acts up, okay, it's set up for a few reasons. It's set up that, A, one of the fighters is fighting for a lot of money. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Floyd made $100 million.
Right. And knew it was a joke. Paul, you know, made $20 million to go out there and put on a circus show. Okay.
But Paul gets all the endorsements afterwards. He's going to get all the future endorsements. He made $20 million for the pay-per-view.
I understand all that. What I'm getting at is, A, I don't think Kim Kardashian, quote unquote, needs the money, even though everybody wants more money. Everybody wants more, needs more, whatever. B, it's not going to help Kim Kardashian go out there, make a lot of money, but just get totally looking stupid.
But what if Kim Kardashian knocks out Amanda Nunes?
Right.
It would be the greatest upset in the world of all time history.
You have a better chance, I was going to say, of beating stupidity, but, you know.
There's no judges. Stupidity always wins.
this is a no win for Kim Kardashian. None.
Don't say that. She could milk this thing. She could make $200 million by showing up. She comes out in a bikini and fights Amanda Nunes.
Either one of your daughters have a better chance of beating Amanda Nunes, which is zero, but either one of them have. There's no upside for Kim Kardashian. None. There's an upside when Askren fought Paul. Neither one had anything to lose. The only one who really had anything to lose, to be honest, was Paul.
Listen, you're gonna get a Kanye West concert at halftime. Kim's gonna go in and fight. You get Chloe comes out with a chair like WWE and like hits Amanda over the back. They tag team it. It's going to be the greatest spectacle you've ever seen. I'm a fan.
All right. Again, if it's a circus, you know, if it's an act, if it's a WWE act, that's different. You know, you come out with the chair, you come out, you know, so it's fun, you know, even though it's all phony, we know that. But if it's scripted WWE, WCW style, whatever, that's okay. But to have a quote-unquote exhibition, there is no upside to any Kardashian other than Caitlyn of getting
Caitlyn. Oh, that's it. You put Caitlyn against Amanda. Randy, that's it. You got to make that happen. You got to call Ryan back. That's the fight of the decade. I mean, look, you've got a transgender. The Florida sports just announced they're not going to allow like transgender, you know, athletes to fight or play, you know, women's sports. Right? Some states are like going to allow it, I guess. But you have the greatest male athlete of all time in Bruce Jenner, now turned Caitlyn Jenner, as identifying as a woman, to Amanda Nunes, who is the GOAT and maybe the greatest fighter of any gender. That would be the greatest fight of all time. You can see it too. I see you envision it right now. I can see you picture it in your head.
I'm certainly not envisioning it at all.
He comes down in a wedding dress. Dennis Rodman comes out in a wedding dress. I mean, we can put on a real show. We got Lamar Odom. We got Odom fighting Aaron Carter Friday night in celebrity boxing. He fights Khloe Kardashian, right? We'll make all the Kardashians come out.
Rob, you're gonna bring Rob can be the ring announcer.
Yeah, well, or he can just sit there. I don't know what he really does. What does he do? Sell socks, right?
I don't know what he does.
He could sell socks to all the fighters. Instead of shoes, you wear socks. I mean, I'm just saying, man. We bring out all the Kardashians. Like, the food god will be there. You know, Jonathan's going to be there. He's at all the Triller fights with the Paul brothers. So, Jonathan will be there. You know, it's really just a normal day in Calabasas.
Whatever.
You can bring Michael Pittman. You can bring your boy Pittman from Calabasas, and you know, he'll be involved.
Well, and Eight Man Strong's located out there, so we could have them on the ring.
So I'm just saying, you put that together, Randy, you'll be the greatest matchmaker. You'll be in the Hall of Fame next week.
I don't want to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you're going anyway. We're going to nominate you.
It's just so stupid. I'm getting back to the original, you know, with Amanda calling out Kim. Do I blame Amanda? Absolutely not. You know, and Ryan just said that Vitor's going to make more money in, yep, what is 2 weeks or in a week or, you know, whenever the event is, than he's probably made in his career. But,
well, he said way more than what Francis made or the last title fight was. Right. Yeah. Then you say like the last UFC title fight. Like, so he's gonna make more money doing this than, and so how does Dana fight back against this? I mean, what does the UFC, the magnifying glass is on them now, right? So no, I mean, everybody's.
No, there's not. There's no magnifying glass on the UFC or Bellator.
Every promotion is calling out the UFC. Like, hey, you guys don't pay your fighters. Like, I mean,
then
everybody's
don't sign
kind
the
of,
contract. Then don't.
I, well, you, the contract. I don't understand that. Else. Is it because of the prestige? Because the UFC is so big? Because it's like, right, you know, you have to fight for the name brand?
All right, hold on. And I know we only have a couple minutes, so you're going to give me a coronary just at the end of the show. So when you sign these deals, 9 out of 10 times, you're an up-and-comer. You're a veteran that hasn't, you know, hit the top of the slope yet. All right? So you have to sign these deals, because if you don't sign them, then you're going to go to Bellator. You're going to go to Strikeforce. It's no longer here. You're going to go to Elite XC. That's no longer here. You're going to go to the WCW. That's not here. You know, you're going to sign wherever you can sign. Then when you finally hit that plateau, then you can try to negotiate. The problem is the UFC is the NFL of the sport. So you're going to leave and go somewhere else and not make as much money as that. If you have a problem with the number on the contract, I have a great idea for you. Don't sign it. Wawa's hiring. It's fine. But, you know, to sign a contract, and it goes back to how we started the show, you know, with the Navy guys getting out of, you know, their commitment to join to be in the military for active duty to go play sports. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with these deals. Handle it when your contract is up. And then go wherever. But you need that name to now dwindle over to a Triller, to dwindle over to some of these other sideshows or whatever. Not that Triller's a sideshow. I'm just saying something totally different. And, you know, maybe if John Jones fought out his contract, then he could go. But who's going to fight John Jones in a Triller?
Will Smith?
Will, his entire family, and the jet that he flew in Independence Day couldn't beat John Jones.
He would channel his inner Muhammad Ali. He played him in a movie. He could play him in a thriller fight.
John Jones will bring Michael Bent, who played, I forget who it was he played in the Ali movie, who bit someone in a fight. So John will bring Michael Bent and his two brothers, and he'll be fine.
All right. Well,
it's just total ridiculousness. That's all, which I think is a TV show.
And that's why we should sponsor the event, because this show is built on ridiculousness.
Well, it wasn't until about when did you join the show?
I'm adding more quadrants to your fan base, Randy. I'm going all the way up to age 75.
Answer the question. When did you join the show? That's when the show went to ridiculousness.
6 years ago, probably.
God, isn't that long? My God. Well,
it's like we're out of time.
Thank God. And I'm sure your kids are happy. I want both of them to leg kick you to your forehead, you know, for what you've done in the last 2 years. I want to thank all the guests that did answer their phone. I want to thank the two that didn't. And next week, more shenanigans, and we'll talk more about the live BKFC event that's coming 2 weeks from tomorrow. This is and has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.